Today is Tuesday, June 5th. We are in the Frank Oz Memorial Studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and you are listening to the 37th episode of Buffering. My name is Dan, and with me as always is Adam.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going very well, thank you. 37 already. 30
already. Although we haven't really...
37, I'm not old.
We haven't really been mentioning it up until now, unless it's a landmark like when we did 20. I think we may have said it or probably talked about it in the 21st one, said, by the way, the last one was the 20th one.
Yeah. I think we say yay on the 30th episode at some point?
But even then, like right in that area, 30 through 32, we weren't really sure which one it was, where I was insistent that it was 32 during an episode, when everyone else said it was 33, but it was 32.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Well, I wasn't actually there for that one.
That's true. That's true. Everyone else was calling my shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm writing it down for safety's sake, since you caught me last week on the Wednesday versus Tuesday bit.
That was horrendous.
It's a painful day for everyone. But before we introduce our guests, we have a couple things that we need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com. You can find bonus tracks on there. You can find photos of our guests. You can also find random quippy stuff that I write up there whenever we put up a new post. You can also find the podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names, past or present. You can also find us on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast, where you'll get a lot of updates about the website and iTunes. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare by showing up at the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in on Foursquare. And you can also find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can now hear Buffering while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. On-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode is always available for you, no syncing needed, and no memory or storage wasted. Available on your iPhone, iPad, Android phones, and beyond. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. There you go, which is kind of appropriate this week because I do have stitches.
Stitches?
Yes.
That's right. You got demold.
I did. So I've got 1.5 inch incision here and another one on my back. It's been a little bit uncomfortable, but less so as the days go on. So
that's good.
It's nice.
But yeah. Let's introduce our guests.
No disc golf for me for a while, though, which is sad times. Guests.
But our guests. Returning for another episode is Katie Best. How's it going?
Good. Good.
And joining us for the first time, my dad, Tom Wheels Whalen.
Great to be here.
How's it going, Wheels?
Terrific, thanks.
Good. So before you got here, Adam, I was talking to Wheels and Katie about our news stories, and I found that even with E3 going on, there's a lot to mention, but not a lot to discuss, so we'll have to see what we can find this week in the stories that I have.
Yeah.
Last week, we talked a lot about the Xbox 360 and how Microsoft killed off the Zune and everything going on with that. Well, they've added more information this week, including the fact that Peter Jurgensen's estimation was right. Zune Music on Xbox has been transferred over to Xbox Music.
Well.
But on Xbox Music, they are projecting that they will have roughly 30 million songs to provide to their subscribers.
Impressive.
But they haven't given a price range on
how many
it yet.
Days is that?
30 million. Ugh.
I have no idea. I mean, you know, iTunes, when you open it up, it tells you how many songs you have and what that is. But I've never really tried to.
That's a lot of days.
That's years and years, I think, because my music collection is somewhere in the ballpark of like 10,000 songs or 12. I haven't checked on that recently, but last time I checked, there was enough music in my music collection to go for a month nonstop. And a few days.
So I just
30 million would be more than that.
Yes,
what I just punched in
would certainly be more than a month.
what I just punched in was, I estimated that the average song is about 3.5 minutes, times 30 million divided by 60 to take go from minutes to hours, or minutes to hours, and then hours to days. I did the 24. And it comes to 72,916.66 days of music.
Wow.
Which, 365 is about 200 years.
200 years.
199.77 years.
So more than a couple years.
couple months, you know.
Yes.
If you burn through it.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe
then
listen to a whole bunch of songs at once.
Simultaneously, there was a comedian who lives in Queens who watched 242 hours worth of Netflix instant streaming in the span of 1 month to see, you know, how much bang he could get for his buck for an $8 subscription.
242 hours of Netflix in 241 hours.
But they figured it out, and his subscription essentially cost 3 cents per movie he watched.
Cool.
So he didn't have much time for anything else when you're doing that, right?
No, for the first week he didn't leave his apartment. So, I mean, you know, good on him for pulling the weight for the rest of us, but I don't think I could really swing that.
I'm glad he was being thrifty because it sounds like he's unemployed.
Apparently, it's the article said he was a comedian, so I think it was some Twitter thing.
Gotcha.
Where
guy was high for a month.
Doug Benson, yeah.
Right.
So it's just one of those things to get attention.
Gotcha.
He did it for the job.
Oh.
But going back to the Xbox 360, another thing that they introduced is called Xbox Glass, which is actually, or Xbox Smart Glass, excuse me.
Ah, yes.
Where while you're using your Xbox, they want to stream things to your tablet or phone almost as a second screen or a picture in picture without using picture in picture. So, like, if you were playing a game that had a map, you could have the map on your tablet or phone instead. Though I think that'd be really inconvenient because then to look at the map, you have to look away from the screen. So
true.
I've been wondering about that. And then they also have HBO Go on there, so they can have, like, interesting facts about what's going on simultaneously. But again, you know, then you're not watching what's actually on there.
While you're playing Halo, it's like, fun fact, did you know that the Master Chief uses a gun? Hey!
Thanks, Microsoft.
Yeah, that sounds pretty cool. I mean, that would work pretty well with your setup as it is now, because you got the TV in front of me, and then on the coffee table, you've got your iPad propped up like that. So I could see myself, you know, looking at the TV and, you know, trying to make my way through the jungle and glancing down at the map to see where I am and something like that.
But then at the same time, it's since you're probably playing the game, most likely you're probably playing the game online, since a lot of people who own Xboxes
probably
do Xbox Live, so that your Xbox is using bandwidth just for that, and then your tablet or phone is also using bandwidth simultaneously.
True.
So I have to wonder if lag would be a problem.
That's possible.
But it's, you know, just kind of one of those, hey, look, Xbox is doing a lot of streaming stuff.
Yes, look what we can do. It kind of seems like they're kind of jumping ahead of the Wii, because I know with the next Nintendo Wii, the Wii U, it's going to have, the controller has a screen on it. So it's kind of like the same idea that you have a tablet in front of you that you're holding and you're using as a controller, and then you've also got the screen in front of you. So
yeah.
Maybe Xbox is just trying to steal some of Nintendo's thunder on that idea.
Well, just trying to get to the market first.
Yeah.
But like I said, nothing really discussable on that one because hit miss on video games. The other news story I have is that Netflix has just passed Apple as the number one online movie supplier. But
cool.
Going with that comedian who just watched 242 hours, it's just that they have surpassed Apple in the market share itself, where, you know, very few people were using Netflix instant streaming in 2010, so it really offset it by a lot. And now that Netflix has come into prominence and is a lot cheaper than Apple, it, you know, makes obvious sense. But again, nothing really big to discuss there other than, hey, look, Netflix is doing okay, even though everyone's complaining about it.
Yeah.
Do you know anybody who owns an Apple television?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anyone else who owns an Apple television?
My boss does.
Really?
Yes.
I just read that they sold 2.7 million, and they see this last year, and they see this as just another way they can come to market with things that can can provide platforms for the all the content that they intend to bring.
Well, what they're thinking about doing at this point is, Apple TV is just a little streaming box that's about $100, but they're looking to produce their own HD TVs with their operating system built in, so that it would have the functionality of the same little box, but then you can also switch on your, you know, cable or dish provider or whatever you want to do, or switch to a video game. And so they're hoping to corner the market that way as well.
Are you watching the, I know Katie and I were talking about this earlier, are you watching the Google-Apple wars and where that's going to come down?
I don't really pay attention to that, because an Apple lawsuit is really easy to come by these days, with them also fighting with Samsung and Google also fighting with Oracle. It's just that I stay away from all the battles that are going on. I'd rather just see the out. It's almost like the elections that are going on right now, where it's a lot of huffing and puffing, and really I would just like to fast forward to the end result and see what happens. Like today, people are voting on the recall election in Wisconsin, and I have a lot of friends who live in Wisconsin, so you know, there's one side complaining about how the Democrats are screwing with this out or whatever, and then there are the Democrats who are saying the Republicans are doing something equally as crazy, and I just want to know who wins tomorrow.
There's a good story in the Journal about the battle between Apple and Google over map apps.
Yes.
And a year ago, or spring of 2010, Jobs said, "I'm going to destroy Android because it's a stolen product. I'm willing to go thermonuclear war on this." And then Eric Schmidt, his counterpart on the other side, said last summer, "Because of our successes, competitors and responding with lawsuits are responding with lawsuits as they cannot respond through innovation."
Ooh.
Wham. And it's nice. Pretty cool. So the new chair, the new CEO of Apple, has got his battle lines drawn, and this is not over.
No.
So Apple is looking to get competitive with Google's Maps?
Yes.
They've acquired a couple map providers.
Oh.
And they've already started rolling it out little by little, and then next Monday is the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference, where they usually announce things like new iPhones, new MacBook products, things like that. And so people assume that there will be an iOS upgrade that comes out next, or that's announced next Monday and probably released in a month or so, that will include new maps.
I heard rumors on the internets of an entirely new product line being announced for Apple on...
What?
Everything.
Oh, you mean that a new iPhone will come out, a new iPod will come out, and a new iPad will...
And a MacBook and all of those things.
A new iPad just came out, though. I think it's still a little soon for that one.
Yeah.
Everything else I could understand, but that one I think would be the holdout.
Yeah.
But then they would get under the iOS 6 umbrella, so it's like they get something.
Mm-hmm. It's just a rumor that I heard, but...
Among the millions of other rumors that circulate right before one of these conferences.
This one did have some prominence, though, so it was feasible, I think.
Katie, do you still have your Mac?
I do.
Do you pay attention to the developers conference, at least for results of, hey, what can I look forward to potentially as somebody who likes Mac?
I know. I used to. And then I, you know, got to the point where I can't afford anything new Mac anyway. I'm a little more worried about the fact that my iMac or my MacBook Pro keeps randomly shutting off.
But how old is it?
I just figured this out a couple days ago. I think it's like 4 or 5 years old.
You can take that to Antiques Roadshow pretty soon.
I know. And I dropped like a fortune on it back then, and it's died twice since then. But Apple's fixed it twice for free when it crashed.
Even though
people are like, Macs don't crash. And I'm like, this one's crashed twice.
But then, of course, they'd blame it on like third-party developed software or some...
I usually have like the once in a lifetime weird things that happen.
The weird one glitch that only happens to 1,000 people in the world.
Right. Or like, one time I brought it in, I was like, what's going on? This is right after I got it. I got it in August. In January the next year, I bring it in and they're like, we're going to take your laptop. He was like, let me go call the company and see blah, blah, blah at the Genius Bar, and all of a sudden he comes back and he's holding a brand new MacBook Pro.
Ta-da.
And I'm like, okay, He's like, this is your new computer. I'm like, what do you mean that's my new computer? What happened to my computer? And he's like, well, and it was something about the graphics card or one of the big boards in it was...
Almost like an auto recall, but with Apple products.
It was just like, this has only happened twice ever. So we're going to take your computer to try and figure out what's going on.
Do you buy lottery tickets?
I should. I should maybe. Because, yeah. Or like, what was the other thing that happened that was crazy like that? Can't remember.
Did it become sentient and then attack you? Because I mean, that would be
no.
Interesting if nothing else.
No, but yeah, so that's this computer has been through a lot, but it's still working.
Right
now it's just like my brand new battery that was, I went in and my Apple Care was up and everything was up and I was like, oh god, I'm gonna have to pay for it this time. Crap. But it's still cheaper than buying a new computer.
True.
So I'd like paid him, or I was going to have to pay him $100 or $300 or something. All of a sudden he calls me and he's like, oh, this was last year. This is recently. He calls me and he's like, you just won the lottery. Like, this is something that was a recall and it's completely free. We fixed it for free. We're not going to charge you the $300, $400 when you come in.
I remember you talking about that.
That was in like September of last year. Wasn't I was going up north or something. I wasn't going to be home.
Yes.
So that was, yeah, I keep lucking out with never having to pay to fix my computer that keeps crashing.
Well, I guess realistically you'd have to buy a lottery ticket at Apple for it to work
out.
I know,
it only works if I'm going to buy one through the Genius Bar, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard that term Genius Bar yesterday for the first time, and I was kind of excited because I thought, well, there's a new place to go, and then I found out what they do there, and I thought, no, I don't have to go there.
No. Well, you... It's actually quite sad.
I'm a PC guy,
actually. When you have to go to the Genius Bar, you're usually about to cry. Usually I am. I bring it in and I'm like, please don't tell me bad news.
It's the proper mentality for a lot of people going to a bar, but no relief. No relief.
No relief.
It only gets worse.
And it's usually like a really crazy bar tab. Like,
yes.
Can you imagine?
Like $300.
Right.
Last call.
Like, I don't even remember how that happened.
Where you, where in both cases you wake up the next morning and you think, oh, what did I do?
Yeah.
So the other thing that we can talk about that is still going on, we should probably check what's going on here, is because today is the transit of Venus as it passes across between the sun and the earth, potentially for the last time for more than 100 years, somewhere between 113, 117, 120. I'm seeing figures all over the place. But
many, many years.
For a long
not
time.
Not in your lifetime.
Yeah, we have
probably
seen our last one. It's actually still going. We just pulled up a live feed from, I believe, the Griffin Observatory. It's in California, right?
Yes.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yes, I've been there, actually.
Me too.
Hey, air high five.
Air high five.
But yeah, it's a little black dot on the sun. The only other way that you could view this is with a pinhole, like eclipse viewing box thing. Or I found if you have welder's goggles, those work too.
Oh.
Of all things.
Don't look directly at the sun.
Right. Never look directly at the sun.
Even if you have sunglasses on, unless they're welder's
sunglasses.
Glass number 18, I guess.
Oh.
I looked it up because I thought, could I actually get home in time before it's below the trees and see it? But then I found out about the live streaming that was available. And
Scotty put up that nice picture that you didn't have to look.
That
you
too.
Just could look at that.
Yeah, but that was from his perspective. This is from even somebody else's perspective.
This is just much
more
convenient.
So both of them are more
indeed
closer to each other than we are to them. One's
but,
in California.
I mean,
one's
you.
In,
you have
Arizona.
To imagine at this point how many people will actually stop directly interacting during eclipses, solar, lunar, and what have you, and just even doing this because, I mean, I didn't have to do any setup. I just had to find the website, and then, lo and behold, look, it's on my TV.
Oh, technology.
Yeah.
Like what's the next thing we get to look forward to in astrology or astronomy? Not astrology, for God's sake.
Well,
Venus.
That too.
What we got a new
ooh.
Isn't there a new
the sun just
new
changed
constellation
from purple to red?
New constellation that counts as technically a 13th astrology sign. I don't even remember what it was, but like people thought that they had to jump to another one.
That was like, when was that? They were talking about that.
It was
that.
Less than a year ago, I imagine.
But it was only like some like one guy that published a paper saying that.
I'm still recovering from the demotion of Pluto.
Yeah.
As we all
I watched,
that was sad.
I watched a YouTube video a few days ago about why Pluto was made into not a planet.
A dwarf planet.
Right. A space rock.
A space rock. And a whole like belt of other similar space items. Rocks.
Mm.
Disney and apparently had to round file all those.
Similar thing happened in like films. the 1800s sometime that they were like, hey, we found a new planet, and it was like, oh, and then we found this one and this one and this
looks
one.
Looks like Nancy Culp crossing in front of the sun.
Yeah. as we switch to the match game screen while I look up. But there was a partial eclipse 2 days ago. No, yesterday. There was one yesterday that Asia, Australia, and the Americas kind of saw. And I'm not seeing it. Oh, there it was.
Wasn't it a full moon a couple nights ago?
It was really bright. It was kind of nice.
Is it like last night or tonight, isn't it? This is crazy.
I don't know.
It's looked, around here somewhere.
Looked pretty full last night, I thought.
Watch
I
for werewolves.
Like, somebody told me it was a full moon like two nights. Saturday night.
Gooey. I was just supposed to say that.
Oh, really? Was that what the cue was? Just to mention her once?
Not once. It's still early.
See how many times you can
it's
drop
still
it
early.
In. I'm surprised she didn't ask you to do it in the Harry Carey voice.
She did.
I knew it. I knew it.
That's so funny.
Because she said that the only way that she'd be on here is if she appears as Harry Carey through a phone call. She wouldn't be on for the full show, but she'd be on for 5 minutes pretending to be Harry Carey.
She does a good Harry Carey.
So the next thing that's happening is a total solar eclipse on November 13th, but it's going to hit what looks like it looks like the Pacific Ocean.
Could you send me a meeting maker on that one?
I could.
Okay.
If this PDF loads, that is. Yeah.
Well,
so basically,
know,
we need
mess
to take
up a lot of people's birthdays
out to the middle of the Pacific Ocean during that time.
In November.
Who's with me?
We could charter one by then. Potentially.
Yeah, I'm sure we could.
I think a ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not a boat. A ship, yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, there's always another teenager who goes out sailing for, you know, on their own as younger and younger and younger, and they keep getting lost. So I'm wondering if we should just go with cruise ship.
Yeah.
Bigger the better.
I agree. Hey, speaking of people getting lost, I saw something about them finding an artifact that might lead to Amelia Earhart.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
I saw the headline and didn't pursue it because I thought unless they produce like a plane or something like that, then it's just more hearsay.
Oh, well,
I have no idea, though. That was my personal judgment.
When it came on the news this weekend, I kind of tuned everything else out. So it was they found a jar on an isolated... you know, like, island out in the Pacific that was the same kind of jar as, like, freckle remover or freckle...
concealer?
Concealer maker go away-er. That was the same time period as the 1930s. And so they were thinking that maybe she had crashed there.
Do you know...
it was hers. Because otherwise, how else does freckle cream...
I love
get
freckles,
some, like,
by the way.
Well,
I do.
Simultaneously, yeah. They had a motorcycle from Japan that was washed away in the tsunami show up in Canada in the last, like, month, couple weeks.
Did it
like
still
on Yonge
run?
Street in Toronto. That was the funny thing. No, I'm kidding. Just offshore.
Big wave, big
BC,
wave.
Yeah.
Did the motorcycle from Japan still run when it hit Canadian shores?
Oh no, it was waterlogged and covered in seaweed, but you could tell it was a motorcycle, so they were wondering where it came from. Lo and behold, they had a VIN number, whatever the international identification for a vehicle is. And
wow,
Japan,
is there an international vehicle registry?
They probably have VIN numbers in Japan. I don't know.
See, I know, but could somebody in Canada look it up?
Could be.
That's why I looked at him, because he's the one with the motorcycle.
Yeah, I mean, they have VIN numbers on them, and it might have still had a license plate on it of sort.
Oh, that's true.
So.
Yeah, that's one thing I didn't think of. Though, while I was driving home today, there was a discarded license plate on the side of the road, which I just thought was weird. Getting rid of that.
How's this going so far? Good. I was going to ask Katie for advice because she's been on so many times before. I'm so a first timer, and I really don't know what the flow is supposed to be. Is
this working out? We just bounce all over the place.
We start kind of on topic
with a purpose.
And we can kind of go off on tangents because there are interesting things happening in the world that don't necessarily fall within streaming media. But
while simultaneously we're trying to make the show as relatable as possible, so hitting tangents is just like what we do in natural conversations anyway.
Yeah,
but
that's great.
At this point, this would be a good time to switch over to the Leonard Maltin game.
Indeed,
because it's just about that time, and I've run out of news anyway.
It's about that time.
So for our regular listeners, or at least our listeners who just joined us recently. We've been playing a lot of Movie Bluff during this time, but we're switching back to the game that we've played so many times when we first started the podcast. It's the Leonard Maltin game, where what I will do is I've come up with a number of categories using the Leonard Maltin app on my iPhone. And this could be anything having to do with either a specific actor or actress or having to do with the title itself, or maybe that's something that's very consistent throughout all of these movies. And then I offer up 3 years to one of the three contestants, and from there, they get to hear a selection of Leonard Maltin's review of the movie, and then all the players go around and bid how many names they need to hear from the list, from the bottom up, to guess the name of the movie.
Have you played this before, Katie?
I have. It's been a few months.
I knew it.
It doesn't mean I'm good at it, and you'll realize my strategy really fast.
Okay.
But Katie,
the Blob,
not yet. Katie, since you have played before,
I like
before,
your spirit, though. Yes.
Since you have played before,
mm-hmm.
I will let you pick the first category.
Okay.
So today is Mark Wahlberg's birthday. So, movie starring Marky Mark.
Nice.
I also have zero names featuring Tim Curry. So
nice.
For the zero names category, you get to hear the entire review.
Okay.
But the opening bid has to be zero or less names, meaning you'd have to go into negative names.
Less than zero. Wait a minute.
If only he was
in that.
Yeah. And then having to do with the conversation we had about build a title and Movie Bluff recently, not Star Wars. So these are the main actors of Star Wars, the well-known actors and actresses, or actress, starring in vehicles other than Star Wars. So, Marky Mark, zero names with Tim Curry, or not Star Wars.
I think I'm going to go Marky Mark.
Marky Mark. All right, you have 3 years to pick from for this. 2001, 2006, or 2008.
I'm going to go 2006.
All right, right down the middle. All right, Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3 stars. Calls it fact-based. Solid entertainment. Not much to this review.
Great.
Yeah. Says that the main character pursues a whim. There's really nothing to this review, but 3 stars. So, and there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names. How many names do you need to hear to guess the movie?
10.
So, Wheels, you have to say 9 names or less, or tell Katie to name that movie.
Could I have the definition, please?
2006, 3 stars.
Could you use it in a sentence?
Fact-based.
I saw this on another show last week.
Solid entertainment. Somebody pursues
a whim. So I have to bid fewer than...
9 or less, or tell her to name it.
9.
Adam, what about you?
I'm going to say 5.
I knew he was going to say 5. I knew he was going to say 5.
So, Katie, it's to you. You have to do 4 or tell him to name the movie.
Name that movie.
Oh, right. All right, so you get 5 names.
Crossing my fingers here.
Good luck.
Your 5 names are Nicoye Banks, Sal Dariego, Michael Kelly, Dov Davidov, and Kirk Acevedo. That's five.
Wow. That was really helpful.
Yeah, I know. 3 stars, 2006. That. Marky Mark's in there somewhere.
Yeah, that last one really, really gave it away for me, actually. well, I think I'm going to go with what I've been hoping it was all along, which is probably incorrect because I'm thinking of, yeah, a later time, but The Departed?
It's not The Departed.
It's not. That's okay.
What if I also, knowing that Marky Mark's in it, what if I added Greg Kinnear and that's really the only other person I recognize? Elizabeth Banks. No? Anyway.
Nope.
Invincible? The movie where Marky Mark joins the Eagles?
Oh.
2006.
Okay. Rockstar.
Vaguely remember that.
I remember it came out just because there was an Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode based around it.
Oh.
But Katie, you got the first point.
Yes.
Why?
Because she told Adam to name it and he got it wrong.
I would have told him. I would have told him that. I want a half.
You didn't properly
explain
the rules.
I want a half of your 1 point. All right, you've got a point.
Don't worry, we played a three, so you have plenty of opportunities.
Oh, this could take
a while.
Days.
We'll see.
Not.
But we'll see. You actually get to start the next round since
Excellent.
You weren't involved in the skirmish. So I will give you... I actually came up with a category called Wheels, where the movie involves a car race.
Ooh.
There's also In Perfect Scottish Accents, movies featuring Sean Connery.
Ooh.
Or Microphone Madness, movies involving radio.
I'll take the last one.
Microphone Madness.
Microphone Madness.
All right, you have 3 years to choose from. 1994, 2000, or 2009.
The first one.
94. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars. He says it's not exactly the toughest subject to satirize, but the script is dull-witted anyway. It's energetic in terms of its direction, and the short movie length helps a bit. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 names. How many names do you need to hear to guess the movie?
6.
6. Katie, this time it goes to you.
Name that movie.
All right, so you get 6 names.
Now, is the winning name one of the 6?
No. These are just cast members in the movie.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Yeah, the cast, you know, from the list.
Is Marky Mark in this one?
No.
Well, that hurts.
So your 6 names
All right.
are Nina Simasco, Amy Locane, Ernie Hudson,
Judd, in Ghostbusters.
Judd Nelson, Michael McKean, and Chris Farley. And there are 4 names that you're missing.
It's a movie about radio.
That has radio in it.
Oh, radio's in the title.
No. It's just it involves a radio station, like radio. It involves radio.
Hmm.
Hmm.
94, 2 stars. Not exactly the toughest subject to satirize, but the script is done.
I was hoping we were going to get something about Eric Bogosian.
No.
Damn. Darn. I don't know the answer.
What if I included Adam Sandler, Steve Buscemi, and Brendan Fraser?
Well, you didn't name them. Name them?
That's because it's the last 4 on the list that you didn't get because you bid.
Well, you could have started from the bottom.
I did.
Oh, shoot.
See, they were on the top of the list because of the stars.
It was like a skyscraper, and it was kind of like Towering Inferno.
No.
And they were in an office building, and the radio station was in the office building, and they took hostages, and yeah. I have no idea.
Airheads.
Right.
Where Brendan Fraser...
So Katie gets another point. Is that what you're
saying? Yes, she does. She gets another point.
I told you you would figure out my strategy fast.
Oh.
She has no idea,
cool.
And she just caves.
That's great. Okay.
And she has 2 points as a result. But Adam, this time it's up to you because you weren't involved in the skirmish at all. So
I get to choose.
Yes. So I will give you zero names with Tim Curry, not Star Wars, or in perfect Scottish accents.
In perfect Scottish accents.
Your options are 1990, 1998, or 1999.
Ooh.
Nineteen ninety-eight. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2 stars. Calls it a retread. It is stylish. The main actor is woefully miscast. One of the top stars also gives a one-note performance. And a fine supporting cast is wasted. The film is utterly flat.
Huh.
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
I'm surprised it got 2 stars.
Is it 2 out of how many?
4.
4?
4. It's bombed to 4.
Okay.
Okay. So, you said 8 names? What's the total?
2, 4, 6, yes.
Okay. Let's say 7 names.
7 names. And this time it goes to Katie again because we keep switching directions. 7 names, so you have to say 6 or less.
6.
Scottish accents.
Whoa.
So, Wheels, it's to you. You have to either tell Katie.
Name that film. This is the Katie strategy.
Yes, it is.
Backfiring.
I knew he was going to do that.
So
it's a retread. 2 stars. Woefully miscast.
But stylish.
Flat. Stylish.
One note performance.
Retread and flat. It must be about tires. Tires.
Okay, so your 6 names are John Wood, Eileen Atkins, Eddie Izzard, Fiona Shaw, Jim Broadbent, and Sean Connery. So you're missing the top 2 names.
I was like,
what? And plus, you knew that Sean Connery was in it because
I know,
of the category.
I was like, I was hoping he was one of the top 2. So then I really got 1 more than I thought.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, 1998. Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, Eddie Izzard thrown in, which I did.
I was like,
That's a bit of a curveball, Eddie Izzard.
Sometimes I think that you should be able to have like the faces we make on this.
Well, that's why I take pictures at times. I mean, I've already taken 1 picture so far.
That's why I'm here. I'm the narrator. Kids at home, Katie just made a funny face.
Oh, thanks. Well, killing time, trying to figure out what movie this is.
Anything? Do you want to hear the review once more?
No, it's not going to help.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That Bond movie. To be really vague, no, I have no clue.
That one movie that he's in, that one time.
That one movie one that Sean James Connery's Bond in 1998, movie. It's that one.
Yeah.
Any guess?
No.
Well, for you two, what if I said Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman? Based on an old TV show of the same name called The Avengers.
Was it The Avengers?
It was The Avengers.
Do I get 2 points for properly naming it and stealing it from Katie?
No, you just get the 1 point for making her fail at naming it.
Didn't see it.
So,
but I got the point.
Yes, Ralph Fiennes apparently gave a very bad performance. But Uma Thurman, I guess, did okay, according to Leonard Maltin. So Katie has 2 points. Wheels has 1 point. Adam yet to score, and Adam, you get to start again.
Darn right I do.
Because you weren't in another skirmish. So I will give you Wheels, so movies that have car races in them. 0 names with Tim Curry.
Is that car races or car chases or both?
There's a difference.
I know.
Why are you racist?
Distinction. Races.
Only? Could it be? I'm interested in this category. I think he should take it just to get on
races.
The board.
Races.
Okay.
So, then, Wheels, 0 names, and not Star Wars.
Okay. I'm gonna take wheels.
Okay. So your options are 2000, 2001, and 2006.
2000.
Leonard Maltin gave this movie 1.5 stars.
Ooh.
Calls it relentlessly stupid. Even for a no-brainer, this is pretty poor. Says it has low octane action and a preposterous finale. Two of the bigger names are wasted. And not in that drunk sense. And Leonard Maltin notes that an unrated version is also available. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17, really? 2, 4, 6, 8,
what
10,
year did we
12,
pick?
2000.
14, 17 names from 2000. 1.5 stars. Hmm.
My goodness.
So you have a lot to work with to start.
Yeah. I'm going to say 15.
15. Wheels, it goes to you this time. You have to do 14 names or less, or tell Adam to name it.
14.
14. Katie, it goes to you. 13 names or less, or you have to tell Wheels to name it.
Come on, Katie.
There were 17?
Katie,
yes.
Be brave.
Yes,
be
so
brave.
Four are missing so far.
Don't be racist like me.
Come on, Katie.
13.
Adam, how about you? Will you do 12 or less?
Ooh. I will...
I know, I just realized
there's
I did
evil
that.
Eyes. Evil eyes across the studio right now.
I think I'm going to tell Katie to name that movie.
Yeah. At least I like car races.
14 names, right? That's what she has?
I think
13.
13?
13?
Okay. I wanted to confirm. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12.
Which is a lot of names. I'm kind of regretting this decision.
I will put money on the fact that I'll know two out of all of the names.
We will see. So, your 13 names are Artie Gross, Bodhi Elfman, Francis Fisher, Jamie Bergman, Chai McBride, Christopher Eccleston, Timothy Oliphant, Will Patton, James Duvall, Scott Kahn, William Lee Scott, TJ Cross, and Delroy Lindo.
I was wrong.
Did I hear
zero?
Did I hear Eddie Izzard?
No, but that was very confident.
I did hear a doctor.
Zero as in you didn't know any of the names.
Right.
Oh, I thought you actually knew the movie because I actually think you know this movie, but you don't know it based on the name or the cast. So any guesses?
Haha. You gave me a hint. You think I know this movie.
And it's not Top Gun.
Well, no. I know what year that came out, and it wasn't 2000.
It's not Boondock Saints either.
Thanks.
Oh, Boondock Saints.
You know, I'm just going to go Fast and the Furious.
No, you were close. What if I added Robert Duvall, Angelina Jolie,
no!
Giovanni Ribisi, and Nicolas Cage?
No!
I know
60
what it
seconds.
Is. Yep, that's what it is.
Oh my god, I thought I've gotten 60 seconds this morning.
1.5 stars.
I'm not going to tell you what's
that. Well, Adam, you're on the board.
Yeah.
Popped into my head. Yeah, I got a point for that. That's fantastic.
So Adam has a point, Wheels has a point, Katie has 2 points.
But did they ever race?
At the beginning, because Nicolas Cage owns a little racetrack.
Oh, you're so sneaky. Oh,
I know. But
you're
it also has
so
other cars
sneaky.
In it, so I
those
figured
aren't
people...
even cars, those are go-karts that are racing.
They have 4 wheels, you know, steering wheel.
Just to review, we've had 4 points awarded. How many have been for the right answer?
0.
Yeah.
Just
that's
kind of
how
I
this
thought.
Game goes.
Yeah, it is kind of how the game goes.
Sometimes.
Unless it's The Lion King, I know what year that came out.
Unless
that's
it's
like
zero
the only
names.
Time I've ever got a point.
But Wheels, it's your turn to pick a category again. So, let's see. We have yet to do 0 names featuring Tim Curry, not Star Wars, and we can do Microphone Madness again.
Let's do the Tim Curry category.
Tim Curry, 0 names. You have 3 choices to pick from. 1985, 1992, or 1993.
1985.
Now, for this review, you get the full review. The minimum opening bit is zero names. So Leonard Maltin gave this movie 2.5 stars. Calls it a silly comic whodunit based on the popular board game of the same name with all the familiar characters. Mrs. Peacock, Colonel Mustard. Hold on. We still have to do the whole bidding thing, you know? Not yet. Miss Scarlet, et al.
Less than zero.
gathered for a murderous night in a Victorian mansion. Everyone tries very hard, too hard, since...
He doesn't want me to get this.
Since the script. I have to go through the whole review, since that's
your listeners are saying, give it to the poor bastard.
Yeah, but we have to see who can name the most people in the cast from the top down.
I was like, in order. What? Hold on. In order, by the way.
Let me get to the end of the review, and then I can explain. So,
all right.
It's a silly comic whodunit based on the popular board game of the same name with all the familiar characters, Mrs. Peacock, Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, et al., gathered for a murderous night in a Victorian mansion. Everyone tries very hard, too hard, since the script by first-time feature director Lynn is so slim, addle-brained Brennan and pluckish butler Curry come off best. When this played theatrically, audiences saw one of three alternate endings. Video has all three in a row to total 96 minutes. Now... For the cast list, there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names. And so what you're bidding is how many names that you can name from the top down in order of billing according to Leonard Maltin. So if you know the lead person.
Zero.
Zero. Now it went, so it goes to Adam next. Right? Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. And I have to say -1.
-1. So
Katie, I'm not doing this again. Name that movie.
Oh, geez. You are doing that again.
I know.
No, she's not
going for it. I tried going for it twice, and I failed.
So. Right. Yeah. So, okay. Well, it is Clue.
It is Clue.
Good job.
But
you're welcome.
So the lead...
Would he have been top billed? I'm going to venture a guess yes and say Tim Curry.
No.
Yeah.
No. In this one, they did it alphabetically... So it's Eileen Brennan.
Alphabetically.
See, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it's not always top billed. It's just whatever order they decide
to go. Strategy.
I know.
Played. Yeah.
My strategy wins again.
There you go.
You really just act like you have no idea when you really have no idea, and people take a chance.
It works out well.
It does.
So, Katie, you've won, so you get the right to... Do you have anything that you have to plug from, like, Friday on?
Happy as Friday.
As we wrap up. Thank you.
Enjoy the long days.
Because, I mean, we did miss you in the Edina Art Fair and all of that.
Yeah,
nearby.
So did
you.
I.
You skipped it? Oh, yeah, you were up in a cab or something.
I went to Fargo. Except I did go into work on Friday morning and had to deal with all of it. I got halfway to work before I realized that was a bad idea. No, I just go outside and enjoy the fantastic weather. That's all I got. Enjoy summer.
There you go. And then... I saw that you revived your Twitter account.
That's right. I logged into Twitter for the first time in 3 years last night.
Did you tweet while you were there?
No, but I did update my profile so that it doesn't say that I'm a design student anymore. Or that I'm in Duluth and it's not like a really old picture. But I didn't really have anything to say. But I did. So I had 9 pending requests, including the Buffering podcast, and I think both of these fine gentlemen. I finally accepted all of you. In case you're wondering,
you accepted me.
I don't know if I'll be on again. I actually had to vote for work. That's why I went on. So I do have something to plug. If I can remember the name.
I did this too for your sake. It was like socialmadness.com or something like that.
You did. Thanks. Yeah, so the Bead Monkey Inc. is trying to raise money for the Ronald McDonald House. And if you go on to Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Social Madness and you look up Minneapolis and St. Paul and then scroll down to the Bead Monkey, you can vote. It'll actually give you links to vote on all 4 platforms, including Social Madness website.
Yeah, I just did the website.
And the person with the most or the company with the most... you're raising money. We're raising money for the Ronald McDonald House. So head on over to socialmadness.com.
And then there's
got it out of my email.
There's a big drop down where you can find the city, and then from there you can do like a small and medium and large business.
Right, and we're a small business, and honestly, I just went into find and typed in the Bead Monkey because I couldn't find us when we scrolled.
No, they've bumped up on the list.
Have we?
They're in the top 10-ish.
Yeah.
But of course, like in large business, Target has 100,000 votes already.
Right. So. Well, we only have a measly 35 employees, so.
And you can only vote so many times.
But I think you might get to revive it. It might revive every few days. Oh. I don't know, but it's different IP addresses is how it.
Yeah.
Is how it registers it. But that's what I got. Socialmadness.com.
Okay. So, there's that. Wheels, how about you? Do you have any events that you're participating in or something that you would recommend that people go to from about Friday on?
Well, this is a big weekend. The Chicago Cubs are coming to town with their tails between their legs, and the Twins will hopefully capitalize on that. I don't know if the listeners can take advantage of this, but Maggie's sister, Callie, is coming to town, and that'll be fun. Big family weekend. Hydrate. It's going to be in the 90s the whole weekend.
Though, isn't it supposed to rain on Friday or something to give it a soggy start?
Don't hydrate half as much then.
Just open your mouth. Soak it up then.
Courtesy God. Right. Let's see. What else is happening here in early June?
No, that's hey.
You got another one?
You got our one?
Well, the Art on the Lake in Excelsior is this weekend.
Oh, there you go.
It is.
So going from mentioning the Dinah Art Fair to Art on the Lake. So there's another Art Fair.
Sorry for interrupting.
There you are.
Oh, that was fine.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. It was great being had.
Of course. And then do you want to plug your occasionally used Twitter account or leave that dormant?
Go Irish 76 hasn't said much. Usually involves platelet donation at the blood center. Give blood, it's the gift of life.
Excellent.
Our producer went in to give blood today, but she needs to build up her iron.
Yeah.
As I saw as an update. So,
I told her on the way here that she should take up sword swallowing because, you know, right. Swords iron. Are made of iron.
Perfect. Yeah. Adam, how about you?
Well, the Bedlam 10-Minute Play Festival has come and gone, and that was fantastic. Katie and I went on Saturday night, and...
Producer Katie,
yes. That's correct. With a C. And it was amazing because there was such a wide variety of shows and very hilarious pieces and some that were a little bit more
abstract, like they were last year that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, kind of.
They were freaky.
Trying to imagine what that could have been that you just watched. But yeah, it was great fun. And it was at the Mixed Blood Theater, and that used to be an old firehouse. And at the end of the show, they actually opened up the big back doors where the fire trucks would go out. And they had a marching band out there. So you walk out the back of the theater, and you get to follow a marching band over to the Nomad, which is a couple blocks away. So it was like 10 o'clock at night, and you're following this marching band down the street. And it was just like the most amazing way to end a performance that I can think of.
That sounds cool.
Very light and fun. And yeah, so if you have the opportunity, I'll try to keep you posted on what else is going on with Bedlam, because they're a great group of people, and I really admire their creative tendencies and things like that. So yeah. And then I think that's pretty much it for me. As always, you can find me on Twitter at @ADAMERDMANN, and you can find me on Last.fm at @adman7, ADMAN and the number 7, to find out what I've been listening to lately, and music-wise, that is. Because, well, yeah. So, Dan, what do you got?
Couple things to plug. I already mentioned that the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference is coming up on Monday. They usually have a lot of live streaming tweets from a lot of different magazines going on, so you can listen in on what's going on via Twitter. So just search WWDC2012, and you should find a couple good streams to listen to. Something that's coming up, it's not next week. No, it is next week, isn't it? Next Tuesday, Mukapaza is releasing a new CD, which...
Oh, heck yes.
Wheels introduced me to. Bands. Yeah, that's what I was going off of. So there's something to pay attention to. And I know, Wheels, was the music video for... was it? It's Bruno Torres or... whatever their single is, it was available on NPR.org, right? If you recall.
Right, they did it. They did something out in Washington, I think, that was picked up as the signature video.
Cool, because it's a fun music video showcasing all of the performers in Mukapaza, including the cheerleaders, so something to check out to get a feel for what Mukapaza is.
30-piece circus punk band, really fun to watch.
I think I have to look that up.
It do you like Danny Elfman? It kind of has a Danny Elfman vibe, as if performed by a marching band.
All right,
I could see that.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can hear it in like the occasional song on the other CD.
Yeah,
but you get Mukapaza released another CD on iTunes. If you search for Mukapaza, Mucca space Pazza, you can find them.
Mukapaza.
Mukapaza. Were they on Conan? Our producer says that they were on Conan, so you can find a video there. So search for Conan and Mukapaza. Other than that, I am still endorsing the Basilica Block Party, since Cake is going to be there, which that's in July, like 8th and 9th, I believe.
Matt Carney's also going to be there.
If I could spell S-I-L. There it is. To confirm, it's the 6th and 7th. So the week of July 4th, which is a Wednesday, of all things.
Awkwardly, yeah.
If you go to basilicablockparty.org, you can check out a pretty cool lineup of bands that'll be playing over in Minneapolis. Great festival. I've been a couple times. Great shows every time.
I'm really going to try and go this year.
It's fun. I mean, if you want to go the first day, then I'm in for that.
All right.
That'd be fun.
The other thing...
Wait, is that Thursday or Friday?
It's Friday. Friday, yes. It's Friday, Saturday.
Let's go Friday.
Yeah, let's go Friday, because I think that's when Cake's playing.
That's when all the good bands are playing.
Though, I mean. The other one that's playing opposite of Cake is OAR.
Can we come
on the other
too?
Stage? Of course.
Because Matt Carney is playing at the same time as another band that I want to hear, but I can't remember their name.
Mm-hmm.
So I think...
let's see. It's Cake and Train. I'm sorry. Cake and Train are playing at the same time. Matt Carney is playing the same time as Tyrone Wells and A Wolf in Her Claws.
All aboard the Cake Train.
I'm going to that one.
You guys go to Cake, I will go to Train, and then I'll run back and forth.
Okay.
Take the train.
That's what I was thinking.
The Cake Train.
The other thing to plug, because I'm excited for it, is... Well, there are a couple of comedians that will be in town in the next 2 months. Greg Proops will be at the Varsity Theater toward the end of June.
Is he related to Imogen Poots?
No, but it's a dude with glasses from Whose Line Is It Anyway? If you remember that guy?
Yeah.
Greg Proops, he's going to be at the Varsity, and then Jimmy Pardo from Never Not Funny podcast is going to be at Acme on July 27th, 28th, and I'm going to check out both of those shows, and I recommend that other people check it out too. You can find me on Twitter at Dan L. Whelan, W-H-E-L-A-N. And that's it for me, so I'll plug everything else for the show. Like, you can find Buffering Podcast online at bufferingpodcast.com, where you can find photos as well as bonus tracks and updates about the show, including guests that are coming up and fun stuff like that. You can also find the podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names, past or present. So, Wheels, now you're searchable on iTunes, which...
Is it under Wheels?
It'll be Tom quotation Wheels Whalen. So it'll be both.
You don't have to spell out quotation.
No. No,
that would make it really long.
You could even do the finger quotes if you want to. I think it'll still carry for it.
Tom finger quotes Wheels.
Finger quotes again.
Whalen.
Like, still not shorter than quotation.
No. Oh. You can also find the podcast on Twitter by going to @BufferPodcast, which is updates about the website as well as iTunes. You can find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Foursquare by coming to the Frank Oz Memorial Studio and checking in. You can also find the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Frank Oz Memorial Studio.
And you can find Buffering on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
So thank you for listening to our 37th episode. Thank you, Katie and Wheels, for coming on the show. And we will see everyone next week for our 38th episode.
38.
Yes. So thank you for listening. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See ya.